So, shifting your reality. I've been slowly shifting my reality over the last 10 years, and what you find out is most people don't change. And as you shift your, when you say shift in reality, what it means is you shift your inner man. You become a different person. You think different. You have an outlook that's different. Everything is different. And as you shift your reality, certain people have to go. New people show up. Certain people have to go. Unless people shift with you, you know. If they shift with you, yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. But most of the time, people don't shift with you. They want to stay in the old paradigm, the legalism, the emotionalism, the traditionalism, the ignorance. When you shift your food, shift your exercise, learn new skills. I've been teaching myself new remodeling skills, you know. When you set boundaries, when you control your thoughts, when you take every thought captive, it really changes everything. Nobody's going to be 100% perfect down here, but it's worth a try, you know. When it comes to your thoughts, you shift your mindset on finances, you shift your mindset on relationships, you shift your mindset on the past, you shift your mindset on the now, on the future. You move to archetypical mindset. You see past the sine wave. You know the sine wave is just a sine wave. It's not even real. Up and down, up and down, up and down. It's really just steady state. When you look at a tree, it's just steady state, right? When you shift your mind from the temporal to the eternal, or from the transient to the steady state, it's a whole different ball game. But most people never step into it, you know. It's always Jerry Springer to them. Their life is nothing but Jerry Springer and drama and all that. And those people still try to get in your world. But when you have the boundaries and you have see what's happening here with the narcissists and the psychopaths, they know that we see them now, and so they have to actually be really careful. They approach you in a different way because they know that narcissism is being revealed, and so they have to put on a stronger show, right? And have to be a little bit more patient. And it's like the game has, the ante has been raised. The game, the intro has been raised, you know. Now there's still some people that are narcissistic and they don't know that you know what they are, you know. And those are just revealed really fast, and they really end up being like out on the island, because the more people talk about narcissism, the more these narcissists that don't really know that they've been figured out, they get more isolated over time. Think about what I'm telling you. They end up destroying themselves. The more you educate yourself and your community and your society, the faster the narcissist will be destroyed. They destroy themselves, you know. It's really wild. But they raise the ante on their game, and they try to get in. Really, the only way they can get in is to like mirror image you, but you already know that that's part of their game. So the mirror image, you're on guard for. So it's almost like everything they do now is exponential. It's like an exponential karma. Exponential karma on them. Reap what you sow, you know. good thing about the internet. It does have some bad stuff, but it has some good stuff about revealing the game. And just like with Democrats, I mean, here's exactly what's happening with the Democrats and the socialist agenda, because we know what they are, right? The demon rats, right? We know what they are, so they have to create more drama. They have to ramp up the drama, right? Because the drama is, the waves or the drama is to sink your ship. So the more drama that they can bring into your world, the easier they can sink your ship. This is their game. This is their game to the hilt. If they can create more drama in your world, they can sink your ship. But they have to get on your ship first. They have to get on the ship. But they're not going to just get on the ship unless you invite them on the ship, you know. Because they know if you invite them on the ship, they can turn around and blame you because they didn't change. They are what they are, and then they'll try to put a guilt trip on you. And when you realize you made a mistake and you try to get out of that ship, they try to put a guilt trip. But you even know that's a game, so you just walk away. You don't play the game. Just walk away. You can't walk away. Why can't I? Yeah, I can. So then when you go back to people and you talk to people still in the old paradigm in the past, and you email them or something, or call them or something, and you talk to them, it's like you're still in that same mindset. You haven't grown any. It's been 10 years and you're still the same. What is up with that? Because their little world, the game works. But when you've shifted your game to the next level, their game no longer works, you know? So the shift has happened, and as you shift, it's a freedom thing. And because the legalist and the Jezebel and the narcissist and the devils and the demons and the whatever they are, they don't like your freedom. They're jealous of your freedom because they're not free. They're slaves. They want to make slaves because they're slaves. They can only vibrate on what they are. They're slaves to the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. They can't stop drinking. They can't stop smoking. They can't stop lying. They can't stop drugging. They can't stop manipulating. They can't stop trying to shift and blame. And they can't stop putting responsibility on somebody else. They never want to take responsibility. They want all the privilege and no responsibility. They have to blame somebody else for their junk. Now, they can never look at themselves. They can never be introspective. They can never admit they were a sinner. They can never admit they were wrong. They will never say, I was wrong, I'm sorry. They just can't do it. Because it would destroy their whole outward image that's not even real. They can't admit they made a mistake. They can't admit they messed up. They can't admit that they don't really know what's going on in this world, you know. A lot of them, they'll post stuff online. I spent a lot of time studying the New Age. I like to study the different belief systems out there just to see what their root issue is. And here's the root of the New Age. The New Age, the reason they're trying to be spiritual without Jesus is because there's something deep down in their core that they feel like society has left them behind or something, or society didn't understand them or something like that. So they go to the New Age to get their significance from some kind of New Age thing, right? And yes, society is crazy. Yes, society is a box, and society is ridiculous. But they go into that they go into that, and it's actually another box, and they're in another box. It's just another box. The only way you're going to be free and escape all boxes, all cubes, it's really a 666 cube system. And the only way you're going to escape every cube, every cubicle, every box, is to unfold the box and see the cross. The only way you're going to escape every box, I don't care if it's gematria, I don't care if it's Gnosticism, I don't care if it's New Age, I don't care if it's the secret societies, I don't care if it's a denomination, I don't care if it's a cult or an ism or a political party or an ideology. The only way you're going to escape the box is unfold the box and you see the cross. And that's how you escape. Run to the cross. Run to Jesus. He went to the cross for you. And then when you get your identity in Christ and Christ alone, you escape. And you shift all realities. Because once you shift into that identity in Christ, you're seated in the heavenlies. And this is not your home. You set your affections above, not below. So there's nothing they can tie you down to down here. There's no earth plane or time plane. There's no earth plane identity that you connect with anymore. And so when you shift that new identity, all possibilities in Jesus, total freedom in Jesus, total knowledge. You know all things in Christ. You know all things. So when they come up with some kind of new theory or new something new, you know there's nothing new. It all happened at the cross. Everything happened at the cross. There's nothing new. Some salesman comes up and says, you got to have this new thing. And you say, do I? Somebody says, you got to have this new food. I am taking creatine, and so some new foods are good for you. But you have to make sure you do the research, you know. But they'll come up and say, you got to have this new vitamin. You got to have this vitamin. Really? All you have to do is eat eggs and liver and some nuts and some beans. All the earth plane things that they try to make you think you need, and the anger and the fighting and the red versus blue system, the he said, she said, the touch not, taste not, handle not, all those things that they try to put there to make you think you need. You got to have this relationship. You got to have this situation. You got to have, when everything, you are complete in yourself. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, you are whole. You don't need anything. You've got everything. Now the pieces edify one another in the church. I'm not talking about the world, but in the church edifies the body. Each piece edifies the whole body in agape. Agape love. Building up each other, each member in the truth, in agape. And so when you step into that, the world has nothing even close to that. You know that even if you stepped in some kind of worldly pursuit of any kind, that it's not even going to satisfy. It might satisfy for a day or at the most 30 days, but you finally say, I'm done. You walk away. If you notice the social media and the Hollywood actors, they're all posting images. They want to be an idol in your mind. The Hollywood stars want to be an idol. They actually hijack the social media from the average person. So now they want to be idols. Why do they want to be idols? They want to be idols. Why do they want to have a million followers? The reason is, if they have a million followers or 10 million followers or whatever, they go to the bank, say, I have 10 million followers. I want to write this book, or I want to make this album, or I want to do this movie, and I'll have all these people come, just like I told you about the churches. They want to show I have a member. I have 100 members, and each member tithes $100 a week, so they can go to the bank and get a loan to build a house. I mean, build a church or build a house. So they want the idols. They want you to look at them as an idol. And these idols are just putting on a fake show. It's all fake. They put their images up there and show this and show this and show this. And you're like, wow. It's not even real. If you deal with these people in the real world, you'll find out they're not fun to be around. And think about it. The average person can only have, what are you going to have, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 people in your world that you can actually spend time with, because your time is limited in itself. So how can you spend time with 1 million followers? You can't. They don't know you. Only way you're going to be able to know somebody is spend time with them, right? And then as you grow, if you spend time with them and then they go away and come back later, you've already grown. They've grown. You went in 2 different directions. You don't really know the other person anymore. So it's all fake. It's just like Hitler had a following, right? He had a movement. Everybody followed Hitler, even though Hitler was taking them to destruction. And so these people who follow this movement, it's actually taken them to destruction. You have everything you need where you are. Everything is the now. Everything you need is right in front of you, right around you. Just walk around the block and you'll probably find what you need. You don't need to go somewhere else. You don't need to be somewhere else. You just be where you're at. You can shift your reality right where you're at. You might have to disconnect from some people and reconnect to new people. And you might not reconnect to anybody for a while. And that's okay too. You know you got to work. If a man don't work, he don't eat. You know you got to eat. So find a job that you enjoy. And focus on your stuff. Don't focus on social media. Don't focus on Hollywood, and all their movies are just the same regurgitation. There's no new movie. It's all regurgitated. There's no new script. It's all regurgitated. Think about a cow chews the cud and spits it back up and chews it again. It's all regurgitation. And when you understand that, then you can be content with very minimal stuff. The more stuff you own, the more it owns you. The more stuff you have, the more distraction. The more electronic devices, the more to worry about. You don't need stuff. The less stuff you have, the better off you are. So the shift has happened. If you want to shift your world, renew your mind, change your patterns. Go buy you a bicycle. Learn a new trade. Do a better skill. Create an online store. Sell stuff on OfferUp or Craigslist or something. Create your own little system. But at the same time, don't get your identity out of the system that you create. You don't need other people. You got everything you need. And when you shift this reality that you don't need anything outside, you don't need anything in 3D, it's all in Christ. People will say, well, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I'm not talking about being no earthly good, because you're here to serve, right? Find something you enjoy that serves people. And if you really think about what's really going on around you, the service of others is your longevity. If you leave the surface mindset, you lose your longevity. Your body needs resistance. Your body needs reaction doesn't mean you have to connect with what you're reacting with. But you need that exercise. You need that mental exercise. You need the pieces of the pie to be whole. But once you hit wholeness and you see the whole truth, it's still okay to interact with those who are still looking for the truth. But you interact without connecting. You interact with that person or system or thing or whatever it is. You interact, but you don't get your identity. You don't get a connection like what's the word I'm looking for? Let me put this on pause while I'm thinking about the word. So you interact with that person, but you don't mesh with the person. That's the only word I can come up with. There's a better word, but that's the only one I can come up with right now. So you interact with whatever it is. You go to college and you interact with that college, but you don't mesh with that degree or that college or that identity. You interact with a person who's still not whole, but you don't mesh with that person because they're not whole. And if you mesh with somebody who's not whole, they're just going to pull you into their chaos, but you'll get out. I mean, if you're whole, you'll just walk away. You don't need them, but it's just a waste of time, and you might suffer some loss, and it's just a waste of time. If they're not whole, if you know that creation in itself is not whole, it's a birthing process. Even the earth groans for its new body. There's going to be a new heaven and new earth. So the earth is even groaning. So it's looking for its wholeness. And so if you connect with 3D, if you connect with a transient reality, the simulation is really what it is. If you mesh with the simulation is going to let you down because it's not real. Just like if you mesh with the narcissist, they're not real. If you mess with the Jezebel, she's not real. If you mesh with the Delilah, she's not real. It's fake. It's fake love. It's fake loyalty. It's fake person. They're actually fake people. They have no identity in Christ. So to even talk to them, you're talking to a fake person. It's not being mean. It's not judging them. Because everybody started out fake. Everybody started out dead in trespasses and sin, lost, undone. We all started fake. But it's all a process of moving to being real. You know, a lot of the people say, well, I just want somebody genuine. In the dark side, they'll say, I just want somebody to be genuine. I don't care if they're evil or mean. I just want them to be genuine. No, evil and mean is not genuine. It's the dark side. The devil, is the devil genuine? No, he's a liar. The devil's a murderer and a liar. How come you want to be genuine in the dark side when the devil's not even genuine? And who runs the dark side? He's the king of the dark side. It's not genuine. But they get their identity out of that because they got hurt in a church. And so they run to the dark side thinking, I'm going to just be me. I'm going to be genuine. I'm going to embrace the dark side. And no, you don't embrace the dark side. You die daily to the dark side. Because the devil, the world, the flesh, and the pro-life, the flesh is not real. It's temporary. The only purpose for being here is to birth you in to the new state. From the old Adam to the new Adam. The old Adam is not even real. It's just death and lies and gaslighting and fake reality. So when you mesh with somebody who's trying to be genuine in the dark side, you say, well, at least they're genuine. They're not really genuine. Think about what I'm telling you. The biggest takeaway of your shift. If you can shift in your mind that somebody might act genuine, they just speak their mind, right? They just speak their mind, and it doesn't matter how cutting and hurtful and evil, and the words out of their mouth are just pure evil. It doesn't, you think, well, at least they're genuine. No, they're not genuine. The devil is not genuine. The dark side is never genuine, because the devil is a liar, the devil is a gaslighter, and the devil is a murderer. That's not genuine. It's death. It's fake reality. It's illusion and delusion. Well, how do I move from fake to genuine? There's only one way, Jesus. Jesus is the genuine. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. There's no way to shift your reality without Jesus. Let's say you shift your reality and you shift over here to a new life. Same script, same people, same world, same flesh, same pride, same scenarios, same scenery, just a different location. You've shifted to a new location. You've shifted to around new people, but everybody's born in sin unless they have their identity in Jesus. It's the same story over and over and over. Elijah versus Jezebel, it never stops. The way you stop it is you change. You renew your mind. You shift your reality to the mind of Christ. And then when Jezebel and Delilah and Cain and the old Adam try to show up on the scene, you say, I don't vibrate with that anymore. I'm done. Will you find anybody else like that around in your little world? Probably not. If you do, you might find one or two or two or three. But if you look at the prophets and you look at Jesus and you look at the disciples, they didn't have many people. Even the Apostle Paul, he said, take Timothy with you. He's the only one that really cares about the things of the Lord, not himself. I mean, that's in the Bible. Take Timothy with you. He's the only one that really cares about the things of the Lord and not about things of himself. Apostle Paul said that. There was only one person he could find that was totally loyal to the truth instead of being loyal to self. Think about what I'm telling you. So you might find, in your little world, you might find one or two or three that are just going to put God first and not their selfish. And when you talk to somebody, it's like when they're talking to you, they're trying to get you to move. Most people are trying to get you to move into their will or their direction or their goals in life, their ship. Instead of getting you to move in God's will for your life, they want you to move into their will. It's very subtle, but if you listen, you can see it. They're trying to slowly move your ship in line with their ship. They're trying to move your will in line with their agenda. It's very subtle. It's okay for a wife to get on the ship with her husband. It's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that because they're one. They become one. When the woman gets in line with the husband's ship, he sets his sail and he sets the bow of his ship. He's focused and he's going this direction. That's good that the wife can get in line with him. But a lot of times with the Jezebel spirit, the woman wants the man to be in line with her. And it's usually some kind of strange, far-out doctrine, you know, doctrines of demons, doctrines of devil, because the woman is the follower. She's not the lead. And so when the man's leading, it's good to have a woman come on board and be on the ship. And it's okay. Let's say you run a business and you have a business and you have a goal and people get on board. That's fine. That's cool. Because you might not be there forever, but at least when you're there, you're part of that system to help people make a living and provide a service. Just like when you start your own ship or your own business, it's your business. You run your business, your ship, your house. As the man, you run it the way you want to run it. But I promise you, I've been doing this a long time. I've been observing. Usually when a woman is running a ship, it goes into false doctrine and doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils and emotionalism, and it doesn't line up with the truth almost 99% of the time. I've never seen one who actually can rightly divide the word. I've seen a few online, but I'm talking about in the real world. I've never seen one who could rightly divide it and be in sound doctrine all the time. That's why God made the man, to be the lead. The PA, the pattern. The PA is the pattern. P-A-T-T-E-R-N. PA, T is the cross, turn. God the Father is turning out copies of himself. So the man, the head of his church, the head of his house, the head of his business or whatever, he throws away his emotions and he does what's right, or he should. Most people nowadays don't, but he should do what's right no matter what his emotions feel. He's doing the right thing. It's a choice based on truth. Not based on feelings, based on truth. And I've been talking for, 31 minutes? So some woman's probably got mad now. Because, what are you talking about? Trust me. The reason Dallas Seminary has a bunch of men who can rightly divide the word of truth is because God chose the men to be the pattern. And the men set the pattern. And when a woman tries to usurp the man, it's bad news bears right there. It doesn't matter if you like it. It's just the way reality is. And if you want to shift your reality to fake reality, like in Genesis 3, hath God said? Why was it the devil able to usurp the mind of Eve where she left truth and wanted to be God? How is that even possible? Number one, the devil wanted to usurp God. Number two, Eve is the flesh side of Adam, the weaker vessel, just like your flesh mind is the weak side. Do you go by your feelings or your flesh mind, or do you go by the Bible, the absolute truth, and you stand on the word? See, if you go by your own understanding, you're stepping into the flesh. But when you go by the truth, rightly dividing the word of truth, you step on solid ground. It's really easy. So for all the men out there, it's going to be a lonely road at times. You're going to have to make a stand, and everybody's going to leave you behind eventually. Eventually, if you make a stand long enough, most people just take off. Even your kids, as they get older, because they'll be distracted with the world, your kids will be just going astray, and you're just going to have to stand. You're going to have to make a decision to stand for truth, even if the whole world goes to hell. Or you're going to have to compromise the truth. And so when you stand for truth, it's probably going to be a lonely road. And they say that about leaders. But you'll have some people show up on the scene that you can fellowship with that stand for truth, men and women. There's a lot of women online that I've talked to over the years and met, and they stand for the truth. They know the truth. And a lot of them are married to unsaved, and they're married to narcissists. And it's like, man, they got it rough. You feel sorry for them. Because they're married to these men that have no truth. And so they're trying to get the truth when their leader has no truth. And it's like, it's sad. So like I said in another video, the women have it harder than the men because the women are looking for men to stand for the truth. You know? They're just trying to survive in this crazy world. It's a man's world. I mean, it's a rough world. And they're looking for that covering, that protection, and they're looking for that overarching safety zone, somebody they can trust, depend on, rely on. And that's why they get frustrated. That's why you see a lot of channels where they get hurt and they say, I just want a baby daddy and I just want somebody. She'll have two or three men paying her bills, you know. And they get bitter and they end up hating men. And, you know, it's sad. Most women you're interacting with in your reality, they hate men. They're just looking for a place to be protected, but they actually hate the man, you know. And you talk to enough women, women who work with other women, they don't even like working with a bunch of women because they know that they'll throw each other under the bus in a heartbeat. They know that. I've talked to them. They've admitted it to me. My ex-wife told me that. The nursing business, the nurses hate each other. They really do, but they need each other, but they hate each other. That's the weirdest thing. But it makes sense because it's a rough world. It's a hard life. And you know why they do it. They're just trying to survive. They'll get around a bunch of women and they'll treat you bad. But then when they talk to you by themselves, they treat you like you're their best friend. But then they get around their other people. They have to change who they are. They change their personality just to fit in with the group, right? Because they got to survive. They think they can't be themselves. You know, they're shapeshifters. And it's slavery. It's actually sad. I watched it for many years, and I didn't understand it, but I understand it. I mean, I've understood it for a while, and I've never talked about it. Think about it. They're afraid of surviving down here. So they believe the lie, or they married somebody who cheated on them or whatever, and they got by themselves, and then they're in a man's world. They're just trying to survive. And so they're in a community of women that they support each other, help each other, take care of each other, but they actually hate each other, but they need each other. And it's like, oh, they're just trying to survive. That's why they do what they do. And so you don't really get mad about it. You just know the game. You know how they're doing. It really blows your mind. What's sad is when you see the men doing the same thing, when the men don't need to do that, it's like, what is wrong with you, man? The man should be able to work two jobs and just be himself. He don't have to shapeshift and try to be something he's not, you know? So I got off track, but when you shift your identity into the identity of Christ, the mind of Christ, and you realize you don't need fancy cars, fancy house, outward show. You can just live the simple life. And you serve other people and you help other people. And you find something you enjoy doing and just do it. And cut off the social media junk. It's not even real. It's all fake. The Hollywood is using statistics and they're using analytics to see what you like. It's all an algorithm. So they study the algorithm and then say, okay, well, I have a million followers. And if I wear this kind of dress or I stand this certain way or I say these certain words, then my million followers will say, yeah, great, wonderful. So they do those little skits and it's not even real. They just use the algorithm to say something that they knew you would like. That's all. If you can understand that, you're free. I know it's hard to believe, but trust me. The YouTube algorithms, the Google algorithms tell you what people, say there's 10 million people following a person. the Google Analytics will tell you what they want to hear, and they just do that, and it increases their followers. That's all it is. It's all fake. It's just like politics. I promise you, you're being manipulated, and you don't even know it. And so when you cut it off, you get free. You're being manipulated. Every time you type in your phone, everything you look at, the phone can follow your eyes. The phone will follow your eyes. It's crazy. You're being manipulated. Technology is manipulating you. You don't even know it. So shift your reality. You don't need anything outside. You just need Christ and Christ alone. And that's it.